Do you know who empties your ballot box? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by The Gap, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. In my state, where we have voted by mail for years, the ballot drop boxes are built like tanks, bolted to the ground, and authorized and emptied by each county. In California, however, things seem to be a little looser.
The first thing we should show you is the box is no longer where it appeared to be a few days ago.
KCAL Television reported that the pastor of the Freedom's Way Baptist Church put up his own ballot box and posted a picture of it on the church's Facebook page.
You see a gray metal container with a taped sign which says Official Ballot Drop Box. And the pastor, Jerry Cook, wrote underneath, "Our church has a voting drop box in front of our complex. If you are voting early, drop your ballot on by."
Now, under California law, if you can't get your signed and sealed ballot to a mailbox or a drop box, you can designate another person to do that for you as long as that person isn't being paid. And that rule appears to have spawned privately run drop-off locations. And in the case of one county, Fresno County, I found a list of ballot collection locations posted by a local political party, and none of the addresses matched the locations of the official county drop boxes, which I'm sure they wouldn't do if it wasn't legal, but considering all the debate about vote fraud, it strikes me as very weird. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.